USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
President Trump's comments after the U.S. kills a top Iranian general. The president continues.
I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential.
The president's comments come less than 24 hours after an airstrike led to the death of Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani. Democrats on the 2020 campaign trail reacting to the news, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Now the administration has said the goal of killing Soleimani was to deter future attacks by Iran. But the action almost certainly will have the opposite impact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.